Republic of Ireland soccer history and Northern Ireland soccer history.
By Aaron Gilligan.
And Ewan McSweeney.
Why we chose this project. We chose this project because we are very passionate about football and we love to learn more about Ireland's football. Roy Keane. Roy Keane was one of the best Irish players in the world. He was a midfielder and he, for Cove Ramblers, he played 123 games and got one goal. Then he played for Nottingham Forest. He played 114 games and scored 22 goals. After he went to Manchester United, there he played 326 games and scored 33 goals and won 17 major trophies there. For his last club, he went to Celtic and he played 10 games and scored one goal. And for Republic of Ireland, he played 67 games and scored 9 goals and he got 0 red cards and 6 yellow cards. George Best. George Best was one of the best players ever lived. He played for 18 different clubs and scored 216 goals altogether in 623 matches. The clubs that he played for were Manchester United, Jewish Guild, Duns Table Town, Stockport County, Cork Celtic, Los Angeles Aztecs, Fulham, Fort Lauderdale, Strikers, Hibernian, San Jose Earthquakes, CB, Hong Kong Rangers, Bournemouth, Brisbane Lions, Osborne Park, Galeb, Dunedin. He scored 9 goals. For Northern Ireland, he scored 9 goals in 37 games and got 1 red card and 1 yellow card. But the team he played for most is Manchester United and played 361 games and scored 137 goals.
Republic of Ireland's European Championship history. The Republic of Ireland European Championship history. The Republic of Ireland have qualified for the European Championships 3 times, in 1988, 2012 and 2016. 1988 European Championship in West Germany. In 1988, the Republic of Ireland were one of 8 teams out of Europe to qualify for the Euros. The Republic of Ireland were potted into Group B with England, the Netherlands and the Soviet Union. Their first match was against England and they won 1-0. Match day 2 was against Soviet Union and they drawed 1-1. The last match in the group stage was against the Netherlands and they lost 1-0. Which knocked us out of the 1988 European Championships. Euro 2012. In Euro 2012, the Republic of Ireland got Spain, Italy and Croatia in their first game. They lost 3-1 to Croatia. In their second game, they lost 4-0 to Spain. And in their last game, they lost 2-0 to Italy. And they were knocked out in that one as well. Euro 2016, France. In Euro 2016, the Republic of Ireland drawed Italy, Belgium and Sweden in their group. In their first match, they drawed 1-1 with Sweden. In their second match, they lost 3-0 to Belgium. And in their last match, they won 1-0 against Italy and got through to the round of 16. In the round of 16, though, they got knocked out by France 2-1. And they got knocked, and that was the last time they were in the European Championships. Northern Ireland's European Championships. Northern Ireland were only ever in the Euros once in Euro 2016 France. In the Euro 2016, Northern Ireland drawed with Germany, Poland and Ukraine in their group. In their first game, they lost 1-0 to Poland with a goal by Milik. In their second match, they won 2-0 to Ukraine. And in their last match, they lost 1-0 to Germany. But that was enough to put them through to the round of 16. Northern Ireland got Wales in the draw, but unfortunately they lost 1-0. And that was the last time they were in the Euros. The Republic of Ireland's World Cup history. The Republic of Ireland have been in the World Cup 3 times, 1990, 1994 and 2002. Italia 1990. In the 1990 World Cup, the Republic of Ireland got England, the Netherlands and Egypt in their group. They finished second with 3 points ahead of the Netherlands and Egypt. Because the Republic of Ireland finished second in their group, they advanced to the round of 16, where they played Romania. It was a 0-0 draw and it went to penalties. Luckily, they won 5-4 on penalties, so they were on their way to the quarterfinals to play the hosts, Italy. The Republic of Ireland were doing well until Toto Schillaci banged in the winner for Italy. That meant the Republic of Ireland were knocked out of the World Cup 1990. USA 1994. In the 1994 World Cup, the Republic of Ireland got Mexico, Italy and Norway in their group. And they finished second again with 4 points ahead of Italy, who knocked the Republic of Ireland out in 1990, with Norway below them also. Mexico finished top of the group, so the Republic of Ireland got to the round of 16 once again. They played the Netherlands and sadly lost 2-0, and that meant the Republic of Ireland were knocked out of the World Cup again. 2002, Korea/Japan. In 2002, the Republic of Ireland qualified for the World Cup again. They got Germany, Cameroon and Saudi Arabia in their group. The Republic of Ireland finished second again in their group with 5 points ahead of Cameroon and Saudi Arabia and below Germany. They got to the round of 16. The Republic of Ireland played Spain in the round of 16. On the 8th minute, the Republic of Ireland were off to a bad start by going 1-0 down to Spain and a goal by Fernando Morientes. Everything seemed like it was all over for the Republic of Ireland until on the last minute, Fernando Herrero gave away a penalty to the Republic of Ireland and Robbie Keane stepped up to take the penalty for the Republic of Ireland and scored that made it go to penalties. The first penalty was taken by Spain and Ireland, and they both scored. The second penalty was taken by Spain, they scored, but Ireland missed. The third penalty was taken and they both missed. The fourth penalty was taken and they both missed again. Then the last penalty was taken. Ireland scored to make it 2-2, but Spain scored and won the game 3-2 in penalties. And that was the last time the Republic of Ireland were in the World Cup.
Northern Ireland history in the World Cup. Northern Ireland were in the World Cup 3 times, 1986, 1982, and 1958. Sweden, 1958. In the group 1958 World Cup, Northern Ireland drew the Czech Republic, Argentina, and West Germany in their group. In the first game, they played Czech Republic and won 1-0, so that gave them a good start in the Camper Jam. In the second game, they played Argentina, but they lost 3-1. But in the third game, they drew away to 2-2 against West Germany. And that was enough to put Northern Ireland through to the quarterfinals, when they played against France in the quarterfinals and got thrashed 4-0 and got knocked out of the 1958 World Cup. Spain 1982. In 1982 World Cup, Northern Ireland drew Spain, Yugoslavia, Honduras in their group. In the first match, they played Yugoslavia and drew 0-0. In their second match, they played Honduras and drew 1-1. But in their last match, they played Spain and won 1-0. And that put them through to the second round. In the round, they drew France, Austria in their group. In their first game, they drew 1-1. In their second game, they lost 4-1 to France. That knocked them out of the 1982 World Cup. Mexico, 1986. In the 1986 World Cup, Northern Ireland drew Brazil, Spain and Algeria. For the first match, Northern Ireland played Algeria and drew 1-1. In the second match, they lost 2-1 to Spain. In the last match, they lost 3-0 to Brazil. That was the last time Northern Ireland were in the World Cup.
Top scorers for the Republic of Ireland. Number 10, Noel Cantwell with 14 goals. Number 9, Jonathan Walters with 14 goals. Number 8, Kevin Doyle with 14 goals. Number 7, Shane Long with 17 goals. Number 6, Don Givens with 19 goals. 5, Tony Cascarino with 19 goals. 4, John Altridge with 19 goals. 3, Frank Stapleton with 20 goals. 2nd, Niall Quinn with 21 goals. And 1st, Robbie Keane with 68 goals.
For Northern Ireland's top scorers, number 10 was George Best with 9 goals. Number 9 was Jimmy McCloy with 10 goals. Number 8 was Johnny Crosson with 10 goals. Number 7 was Ian Dowie with 12 goals. Number 6 was Jimmy Quinn with 12 goals. Number 5 was Stephen Davies with 12 goals. Number 4 was Jerry Armstrong with 12 goals. Number 3 was Cullen Clark with 13 goals. Number 2 was Kyle Lafferty with 20 goals. And number 1 was David Healy with 36 goals.
Fun fact. Pele, the greatest footballer of all time, said that George Best was better than all the rest.
For our bibliography, we got most of our facts from Wikipedia. Thanks for listening.